The epistle for the Feast of All Saints is taken from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 7. In those days, behold, I, John, saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the sign of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we sign the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were signed, 144,000 were signed of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Reuben 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Gad 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Aser 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Naphtali 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Manasseh 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Simeon 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Zabulon, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 signed. After this I saw a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and in the sight of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and the ancients and the four living creatures, and they fell down before the throne upon their faces and adored God, saying, Amen, benediction and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5. At that time, Jesus, seeing the multitudes, went up into the mountain, and when he was sat down, his disciples came unto him, and opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when they shall revile you and persecute you and speak all that is evil against you untruly. For my sake, be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. After this I saw a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and in the sight of the Lamb. Words taken from today's epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, it was in the year 1850 that Pope Pius IX restored the hierarchy of the Church in England. Since the time of the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century, the See of Canterbury, which had been the primary see of the Catholic Church in England, had been seized by King Henry VIII. And since that time, there was, properly speaking, no formal hierarchy in the country. But in 1850, when Pius IX restored the Catholic hierarchy, Cardinal Nicholas Wiseman was appointed the Archbishop of Westminster and the Catholic Primate of England. For 15 years, the Cardinal diligently worked to reestablish the Church in this predominantly Protestant nation. But in 1865, at the age of 63, worn out by labors, Cardinal Wiseman lay on his deathbed. Some of the members of his household were not sure whether or not they should break the news of his approaching death to him. They were uncertain how the cardinal would take it. But they finally decided to tell him. And thus, in the course of a conversation, they said to him, "Your Eminence, all men must die. And we must tell you that your time seems to be drawing near." The cardinal looked at them for a moment or two in silence. And then he said, "Yes, I know. And you know how I feel." And they stared at him. And then he said, "I feel like a schoolboy going home for the holidays." The servants looked at one another with great surprise. The physician of the house who was attending to the cardinal told him again, "There is no hope of recovery." He informed the cardinal that death might come in a few days. Cardinal Wiseman thanked the doctor. He was determined to spend these last few days of his life preparing for a holy death. Shortly afterwards, a religious sister who had been assisting in the care of the cardinal entered the room. "Sister," Cardinal Wiseman said to her, "did you just hear what the doctor told me?" And she said, "Your Eminence, we are all very sad." She said, "In fact, the whole diocese is in mourning." "But sister," he said, "the doctor just gave me good news. He told me that I can go home." "Do you know what it is like," he said to her, "to be homesick?" He said, "I am finally going home, my true home in heaven." The epistle we read for today's Mass is taken from the book of the Apocalypse. And the book of the Apocalypse was written by St. John the Apostle. And in the book of the Apocalypse, the apostle received many revelations from God of things that will come, events still to unfold. And among the many revelations he received and that he recorded in the book was the revelation of the great number of the elect, that is, the saved in heaven. He first speaks of 12,000 signed and saved from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. The number 12 is a biblical number. It signifies a fullness, a completion. The 444,000 is thus 12,000 times 12. And this number signifies a full number, a complete number of all the saints of the Old Testament and of all the converted Jews to Christianity. And after St. John goes through the 12,000 saved of each tribe, he then writes, "After this, I saw a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and in the sight of the Lamb." The Lamb is our Lord Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior and Redeemer of the world. the great multitude which St. John describes, but which he could not number, represents the Gentile saints of the New Testament. Gentiles are those who are not of the Jewish race. Every non-Jew is a Gentile. We here in this chapel are of the Gentile race. And one day, please God, if we persevere in the practice of our Catholic faith, the one true faith, if we strive to lead good Catholic lives and live our life each day in the state of sanctifying grace, and if we are good sons and daughters of the Queen of all saints, we can have the utmost confidence that we will indeed be numbered among that multitude which no man can number. We must never forget, my dear friends, that heaven is our true home. We were created by God to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him here in this world for a short time, and then to be happy with Him forever in heaven. That is our purpose in life. That is why we are here. We are here to know God, to love Him, to serve Him, so that one day we will be with Him forever and never to be separated from Him again. And how great, then, will this happiness of heaven be? The happiness of heaven is so great that just as St. John the Apostle could not give a number of how many souls were there, so St. Paul, when speaking of the happiness of heaven, of which he was shown a glimpse of, he could not describe it in words. After God had revealed to him in some way the happiness in heaven, all he could say about it was this: "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, what things God has prepared for those that love Him." In other words, the joy was so great it was beyond the senses. But what confidence we who have the faith must have in the midst of all our trials, our struggles, and our difficulties that we all face in one way or another. What confidence we should have in the promise that God has made that this joy will one day be ours if we persevere. So let us then not be deceived by the empty promises and the passing joys and things of this world, which sooner or later are going away. For a certain priest once said that those who make this world their last end have everything to lose and nothing to gain, while those who live their lives detached from the things of the world, who live their lives for God, they have everything to gain, he said, and nothing to lose at the moment of death. Let us, my dear friends, not live our lives as if we were here to stay, but rather let us, like the saintly Cardinal Nicholas Wiseman, let us live our lives here, homesick as it were, for our true home in heaven. So that when death comes, like Cardinal Wiseman, we will be able to say, I am finally going home. And All Saints' Day will be our feast day too. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.